Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And tonight, we're going to continue talking about challenges to knowing and hearing from God. We always want to emphasize, too, about testing what you hear. Our ability to hear Him also rests on our ability to distinguish His voice from other voices. We don't want to be gullible or foolish or easily deceived. I love how Paul said to not, brethren, we are not deceived about the enemy's tactics, and yet we are. We don't know how to recognize and distinguish between the voices we hear. That trait, that ability, mostly comes from spending time in God's presence. It is God who sharpens your hearing. It is not your memorizing scripture, worshiping Him, taking authority over the devil, your specific gifts. God is the one who sharpens your hearing. Now, the hearing we're talking about is in your soul. You have physical hearing. You have soulical hearing, which functions in the supernatural realm. And then you have spiritual hearing. Spiritually speaking, you are hearing God perfectly. It is in our soul that we are ignorant of the enemy's devices. We miss him. We aren't able to distinguish God's voice from the enemy's voice, and sometimes our own voice. But trying harder, working at learning His voice, it's not about a soulical effort other than submitting to our spirit, bringing into subjection our body and our soul unto our spirit, which is already subjected to God. So you see that so much of our soul, the elements, what's going on in our soul is vital to understand even in broad terms, so we can begin to distinguish between who we are and how God loves us. He can love you unconditionally because you are part of Him. Who you truly are is loved completely, utterly, perfectly, eternally, and accepted and liked and respected and enjoyed and trusted and embraced. And that can't change because God made you that way. When you were reborn in your spirit, he made you part of himself. Our problem, our challenge, is a solical challenge. Now here we get into some challenges in words and other teachings and beliefs. And really what my focus is on is the end result. If you believe something different than what I am going to share with you, that's fine. As long as what you believe is bringing you into into that confidence that you are hearing from God clearly and you are able to test that voice and know that it is God. If you are hearing his voice and being healed and have a sense of appreciation, that's always a great trait to look for in people, to really know how well they know God. When you see gratitude, when you hear appreciation and acceptance, it is very likely that that person knows God. We can't truly know God without experiencing gratitude. Because the more we know him, the more we experience his love, his greatness, his generosity and creativity, everything that he is. And the more we know him and experience him in whatever level, the more we recognize and experience for ourselves that all we can do is say thank you. Because he's the one who reveals himself. He's the one who does all the work to reveal himself, to change us, to heal us. We cooperate. And we join him. But the work is not ours. We reveal, we show through our actions the change God has done. We give because we have received. We love because we have been loved. We heal because we have been healed. So to truly understand what God is doing in our lives requires some level of understanding of the difference between our spirit and our soul. And for our purposes, we're going to use the threefold view of the soul, which is the mind, the will, and the emotions. Now, others have other aspects, you know, heart and conscience and other kinds of, you know, crossovers. Again, whatever you have been taught, as long as it is bringing you into greater dependence on God and greater ability to hear him and be healed, and you are experiencing freedom in your life and rest, then you're on the right track. But if what you're believing is putting a burden on you, that you feel like you have to measure up, or that now God died on the cross and paid for your sins, so now you have to try to live up to that, or any other route to freedom, then you need to question what you're being taught. God wants you free and single, one, spirit, soul, and body. So as we look at our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions, we recognize that each one of us is unique. God made you unique. In one sense, you're unique in your physical body, genetically, the time you were born, who you were born to. Likewise, you are unique in your temperament, in your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. And God gave you the soul that you have. For most of us, we spend most of our time living in our soul, living in our temperament, our mind, will, and emotions. We spend most of our time gaining life, strength, trying to overcome, deal with our mind, our will, and our emotions. So as we begin to understand the difference between our spirit and our soul, if we pursue God, hearing Him from a place of rest, but recognizing what we're doing when we pursue Him is answering. He is calling. He's knocking on that door, and you are answering. So this is not something you're working to do. You are responding to Him. This is always going on in your spirit. Your spirit can't miss Him. And we want to join our spirit in being able to always, 24/7, be one with God, spirit, soul, and body. So as we understand our temperament, the way God put your mind, your will, and your emotions together, we recognize that from our perspective, we all have strengths of temperament and weaknesses of temperament. Really, what we're saying is that some personality characteristics are more socially acceptable than others, or socially desirable than others. Because God does not prefer one temperament over another. He doesn't favor any temperament. He gave you the temperament that you have. He selected it specifically for you. And He wants you to enjoy it and embrace it, but not be controlled by it. Your temperament is something you have. It's not who you are. So we're challenged. One of the challenges we have to knowing and hearing from God is learning to deal with our individual temperaments, strengths, and weaknesses. Now, your strengths, you have going to have a tendency to try to build on those things that you perceive as strengths and avoid or compensate or hide perceived soulical weaknesses. And from an earthbound existence, that's perfectly normal and natural to occur. Just as we understand that our physical body has to deal with the natural world. We wear clothes, for instance. We have to eat food, physical food, to keep our body alive, and on and on. Well, in our temperament, in our soul, we also understand that psychologically, mentally, emotionally, we interact with the supernatural surroundings in a normal and natural or supernatural way. And that's a system that was created by God. God created your body to function in the physical realm and abide by physical laws. And he created your temperament to function in the soulical realm, which is the supernatural realm, and follow the supernatural laws. Now, he gave you a new spirit. He reborn. You were reborn as a spirit being by him. You were born again. And your spirit, who you truly are, dwells in the spirit realm and abides by the spiritual laws. So we see the distinctions and start to see some sense of how to get a handle on what our path is going to be. So when God starts talking to us about what's going on in the natural realm, we apply the natural laws and we look for natural enemies and natural responses in what's going on in the physical realm. And we understand that as a spirit being, we have full and complete authority to rule and reign over the natural realm. And in the soulical realm, where our soul dwells, which responds and interacts with the supernatural beings, basically angels and demons, that as a spirit being, we have full authority to rule and reign over all those supernatural beings. And as such, we understand that the rules that apply in the supernatural realm, we learn how they function. Not to try to gain meaning out of them, but accept that the way it works is the way God created it to work. See how learning about the physical realm is a project, a journey, part of our life here. Likewise with the supernatural realm, learning how the supernatural realm, where our mind, will, and emotions, those senses of our soul function in the supernatural realm. We don't take things personally. We accept them as going on whether we recognize them or not. Over time, one of the things we'll talk about is asking for more opportunities to perceive the supernatural realm. Not for experiences to take place, but that our soulical supernatural senses will be more tuned to what is already going on right now. Because right now, your room exists in the natural realm, in the supernatural realm, and in the spiritual realm. And you are only perceiving the natural realm. Because you're relying on your natural senses. As you spend more time with God, and he quickens your senses, and he teaches you what he wants you to know, your soulical senses will begin to see what is already going on in the supernatural realm. And then, of course, again, the spirit, your spirit, is already fully aware of everything that's going on in the spirit. But because of that wall of separation between your soul and your spirit, the information about what's going on, the life being enjoyed in your spirit, is not being perfectly translated and given to your soul. And that's what we're looking at, is the more we can cooperate with God, that wall that separates can be brought down with directness, with intent, with cooperation. And we can join him in what he's doing for us. So one of the first things we each need to understand is that the temperament God gave you, the way he put your personality together, is exactly the way he wanted you to be. He gave you the soul, the temperament that he wanted you to have. You're not an accident. You didn't do anything wrong. You're not broken, and he's not going to fix you. Now, you've got wounds, and you believe lies, but those are things that are about your soul. They are not your soul. So one of the goals, as we learn to move in the gifts, is to be able to overcome and recognize the interference of our soul and recognize the truth, the eternal life that is going on in the spirit realm. So God opens our eyes. In the natural, you see, you have a comfort level of what you see. When you see something, you can recognize what it is, and you are not afraid of it. You see a pencil, you know what that pencil is. It doesn't cause you any concern. But when you see something new, you have to go through a period of, what is that? And maybe you feel it, or you smell it, you taste it, and you learn what it is by experience. And it's the similar process in the soul. It's as God puts you in situations where you come in contact with supernatural beings or events or concepts, we learn what those things are by experiencing them in the supernatural realm. So he quickens your supernatural senses to perceive what is going on in the supernatural realm. And to overcome our fears, our discomfort, sometimes our over-fascination, is he lets us experience the supernatural realm. Because again, as a spirit being, right now, you have authority over everything that's going on in the supernatural realm. That authority may not be doing you any good, because you may not know how to exercise it, but you have that authority and responsibility right now. So you don't have to talk God into any of this. But start thinking. And there's other radio program series that we've done on the temperament. And if you have any questions about where to go, just drop me a line and I'll point you to the series, or if you have a specific question. But we're going to go into the three aspects of it in under addressing the specifics of knowing and hearing from God. And when we talk about mind, you know, again, that your temperament is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your mind is what you think and what you believe. Your mind is not your brain. Your brain is what you think and believe with. But it's not what you think and what you believe. Your mind is the putting structure on your perceptions of yourself, of others, and of God. And how that works for you is an aspect of your personality, your temperament. Second is the will, what we choose to do. Now, there's been this push for a long time about free will. And we will see how deep we go into that. But I can tell you right now, you don't have a free will. Because your will is a soul that is still trying to do things, carrying a bunch of burdens, a bunch of wounds, believing a bunch of lies. Your will and your emotions and your mind are all encumbered with inherited burdens and those that you've grown and experienced in your own life. So your will is anything but free. But God is freeing your will and freeing your mind and freeing your emotions, what you feel. But until they are completely free and your soul is to being one with your spirit, neither your mind, your will, nor your emotions are free. So we'll see how far we go with that. So if you have any questions so far, feel free to drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. That's fine. And if you get a chance, stop by the website. The books are available through the link there through the store. If you've got any questions on that or if you have any problems purchasing those online, let me know. Otherwise, until we meet again next Sunday at 6 o'clock, have a good week. And thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of the Rainers Club, Rainers Radio. Have a good night.